think your dog's the best. You haven't met my dog, my dog be blessed. His bark is like an EMP, knocking out electricity. So put that cell phone down, homie. Y'all don't know how my dog wags his tail. When I rent a boat, it puts the wind in my sail. Doggy paddle, please. He beat Mike Phelps in the backstroke with ease, and they smoked a fat bowl of weed.
Oh yeah? Well, my dog is so strong, his hair weaves roped together for little children to swing on. Hospital patients pet him on Sunday nights. After that, he roams the halls giving medical advice. I kick back while he takes care of the aquarium. Cooks me steak for one, cause he's a strict vegetarian. I make sure to scratch his ear when it itches. I then give him some biscuits before he macks on some bitches.
Better than a best friend. My dog has been known to fly. My dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night. My dog is better than a best friend. My dog has been known to fly. My dog can cook. My dog can clean. My dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
My dog.
Say good night. My dog is the copia canines. You ever seen a dog throw the frisbee back at playtime? When he walks, he's gone for days. Usually out climbing Everest, helping Sherpas find their way. The first to object to Pluto being a planet. He wrote a letter to NASA saying he wouldn't have it. In math, he can't be stumped, and he's not known for fronting. But he's the inspiration behind the script of Goodwill Hunting.
Lee's always kryptonite on undercover missions. If he fails, Iran succeeds in its nuclear ambition. But a dab of frontline on his back, and he's ready to act. He's probably responsible for preventing an attack. He's good to have around, but what's driving me crazy? He only plays Rachmaninoff on the piano, lame dog. He's come a long way from hustling rock on the street. I dedicate this to him cause he also produced this beat. Yeah.
My dog is better than a best
That's
friend.
Right.
My dog has been known to fly.
There we go.
My dog can cook, my dog can clean, and my dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
Harry Potter.
My dog is better than a best friend. My dog has been known to fly.
Superman.
My dog can cook, my dog can clean, and my dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
My dog.
It's a dog day afternoon.
Yeah, well, it would be for your dog. What's up with your dog's hair? Well, you got a cotton ball to it or something? What's up with that?
Please, your dog's my dog's chew toy.
I don't think your dog's dentures could even handle my dog.
Your dog was a stunt double for Lassie.
Yeah, but it's better than looking like an extra on the Colton Girls.
My dog's better than a best friend.
Even better.
My dog's been known to fly.
You gotta go.
My dog can cook. My dog can clean.
It's
my
not your
dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
Like Clifford.
My dog's better than a best friend. My dog's
Besties.
Been known to fly.
Yeah.
My dog can cook. My dog can clean. And my dog reads me bedtime stories good night.
My dog.
I am your dog and I think you're neat. I like to chew on your antiques. I bark like crazy when you come in. Then I make love to your shin. I'm here through thick and thin. I'm your dog. I see your keys, let's go, go, go. I stick my head out the window. I jump up on your friends and dance. After I'm done sniffing their pants, I'm just into romance. I'm your dog. If my nose is wet, I'm a healthy dog. If the carpet's wet, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. I go outside and take the crap. You bring it back in a plastic sack. What the heck's up with that? I'm your dog. Thanks for the water dish, I enjoy it. That's why I drink out of the toilet. I didn't mind obedience class, but why do you blame me when you pass gas? Things are so crass to us dogs. I'll chase the ball till I'm all worn out. Then I sleep with it in my mouth. Some people think I'm a little obsessive, but you gotta have fun, that's my message. Life is short, you know, when you're a dog. If a squirrel walks by, I'll wake up the town. If a burglar's breaking in, I'll show him around.
Everyone knows I'm man's best friend. Who else can stick his nose in your rear end? Yes, you can depend on your dog.
I love that dog. I've never seen him, and I love him. He's gonna be wonderful when I meet that dog.
Hey, you want a dog? You want a goddamn dog? Go ahead, man. You can have a dog. I got three of them, man. You want a fucking dog? Grab it, man. It's yours.
Lots of people got lots of goddamn doggies. And you don't even have to have one to learn about doggies. Your friend might have a dog. It could be your friend's dog. He makes you him. That makes him your dog friend. You go to visit your friend, his dog is there, and you can pet him too. Hi, hello, how are you, Sneezy? You're wonderful. Hello, goddamn. And for that moment, he's your dog. So you can have someone else's dog for a while. Hi, he likes me. I think, oh my God, look at this doggy here. Goddamn doggies. Lots of things to know about them too. Lots of things you learn. You don't know where always, and you can't remember. For instance, can you remember the first time you found out that by scratching a dog here, you could make this leg go like that? That you could make it stop when you stop. God damn. I'm in complete control of this dog. Or that you can make their head tilt from across the room just by making a funny noise. You go, and he goes,
oh, look, honey, isn't he cute? Let's get his head fixed so he stays like that.
Well, you can get their heads done. Cost you a bundle. And they don't like it. Makes them move to the same side all the time. Cute little goddamn doggy. Do you ever eat candy right in front of your dog? I don't mean a Milky Way. I mean one at a time candy, like M&M's. And you watch where he's looking. He's following your fingertips. Oh, boy. This asshole drops one jujube. And I'm going for his femoral artery.
Do you ever scratch your dog behind the ears? Oh, boy, they love that, huh? Oh, boy, you're scratching your doggy behind the ears, and he really loves that. And you're looking at him and everything. And when you finally stop, he looks at you like you're a criminal. He thought it was going to go on and on and on.
Same thing when you feed them. As soon as they get finished, they say, where the fuck's the food? They thought it was the loaves and the fishes. It was going to last forever and ever. Dog don't know. They must think we're going to be gone forever. Otherwise, why would they act the way they do when we finally get home? Oh, boy, 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 oh, boy. I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I didn't know what to do. You know what? I didn't know how to operate the can opener. How do you operate the can opener? I didn't know what to do, man. What, do you push it down? I couldn't think of it. You know what? You know what I did? I took a can of dog food and I rolled it down the hill and hope a truck ran it over. That's all I could think of, man. They'll do that if you even just forgot your hat. You come back in 8 seconds. Oh boy, oh boy, I thought you were never going to come home. I thought you were never going to come home. I was going to eat your bird. I couldn't find the bird. Where the fuck's the bird? And you ate the bird.
Will you stop it? I was just here.
He don't know. He don't care. Dog don't care. Like I say, he'll do anything. He might embarrass you. He might do something inappropriate when you have company, huh? You might have some folks in visiting you. Some of them you don't know that well. Trying to impress a couple of them. Hey, you might be trying to borrow money off one of these studs. Dog's lying out there in the living room. You got all these people sitting around. You got a little chip, a little dip. Dog's in full view of everyone. Got carrot sticks, celery sticks, little lady fingers, finger ladies, all sorts of little things that you got. And everybody's eating nicely. And you look down and you realize that the dog is licking his balls. Anything. No one mentions it. Spectacular thing going on. Hey, if I could reach, I'd never leave the house. Are you kidding? Poor little guy. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it.
I got a dubious story about a dubious duo. Supposedly came from the same womb. Must have been quite a dame, their mom. Randy named after Newman. Most of the time I think he's human. Ned just looking like a Ned. What a classic thoroughbred. They just moseyed their lives away. Even in high school, Randy was a dandy indeed. Best dressed, winning smile, voted most likely to succeed. Ned was a jock, he could tackle, he could block. Off the field he was a lamb, had the charm of a clam. In his long-haired letter, sweater of gray. To say they were spoiled is a joke. It's a wonder we never went broke. What with Randy's dry cleaning bills, Ned taking diet pills, had us by the collar all the time. We'd planned to send Randy to school to major in the absurd, but they told us their striped quotas been filled and they stamped him deferred. Got accepted to Yale in his white tie and tail, with his minor in drama, gave the dean such a trauma, they sold him his degree. Poor Nedley got drafted, but they came to an agreement. They discharged him just because he didn't know what enemy meant. But he starred on the varsity at Brown when he was there. 'Cause dream come true, I always knew he was a bear. And he barely passed by a hair. Duos come, duos go, duos fall. Bud and Lou, Stan and Ollie et al. Though diplomas they were given, they just love for a living. Man, you won't believe me till you've seen our boys. That was a dubious story about a dubious duo, duo. Supposedly came from the same womb, must have been quite a dame, their ma. Randy named after Newman, most of the time I think he's human. Ned just looked like a Ned, what a classic thoroughbred. They just moseyed their lives, moseyed their lives, moseyed their lives away.
Dog hair in everything I do. It sticks to everything like glue. It's in my hair, it's on my face, it's in the couch, it's on my plate. Oh, there's dog hair in everything I do. Does this happen to just me? It's in the fridge, it's in my car, it's in the strings of this guitar. Oh, there's dog hair in everything I do. It's on my shoes, it's on my clothes. Sometimes it tickles up my nose. It's even on the back. Who's done?
Misunderstood. I never had a thing against doing good. But when I see a full moon, I can't stop howling. Or tasty little poodle, I can't keep from growling. I'm a bad dog, and I can't change. Ain't no ointment for this kind of mange. If it itches, I scratch. If it tickles, I kick. If it smells, I sniff. If it's nasty, I lick. 'Cause I'm a bad, 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 bad dog. I once caught a fat Siamese cat. Oh boy. Gave it a nice Chinese name, Chew Toy. But just because I chase squirrels and cats and cars, that's no reason to put me behind these bars. I spent a year a hard time here in this pen. And you know in dog years, that's 7 to 10. I'm busting out, but it sure is a crime. So many hydrants, so little time. 'Cause I'm a bad dog, and I can't change. Ain't no ointment for this kind of mange. If it itches, I scratch. If it tickles, I kick. If it smells, I sniff. If it's nasty, I lick. 'Cause I'm a bad, bad, bad. I might fetch your slippers and bring them to you, but they'll be covered with slobber and a little chew too. I don't roll over or shake or sit. I don't know how those other mutts put up with that stuff. I once took a try at obedience school, but I must have broken some cardinal rule. While the other dogs were learning to sit up and beg, I was getting acquainted with the instructor's leg. That dog, just trying to be friendly. Ain't no one but for this kind of mane. If it itches, I scratch. If it tickles, I kick. If it smells, I sniff. If it's nasty, I lick. 'Cause I'm a bad, 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 bad dog. Bad dog. I know I'm a heel, you don't have to tell me.
You baby, but I still want you around. Once upon a time, I drank a little wine, was as happy as could be, happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a haunting roof. Baby, what do you think you're doing to me? Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more. So get down, get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around, around. I still want you around.
That he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says, I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, you don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog. Acts like he don't care for my friends. He never asks me where in the hell have you been. He don't play dead when I won't pet him. I want you to love me like my dog does, honey. He never says I wish you made more
these things that pull my fingers funny. I want you to love me like my dog. He don't get mad at me and throw a major fit when I say his sister is a bitch. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
He was my friend. I was never alone. He dug a hole and he buried his bone. But there was one night that I still can't recall, when I got really drunk and my dog licked my balls. My dog licked my balls. My dog licked my balls. He was just 1 foot tall, but that dog licked my balls. Yeah, it's still going. Fell to the floor. All that booze made me faint. He was scared I was hurt. Stuck his nose in my taint. I woke with a start. I couldn't pretend, 'cause I just hooked up with my very best friend. My dog licked my balls. You're not gonna forget this. My dog licked my balls. I'm really sorry. I picked him up at the mall. Who knew one day that he'd lick my balls? One day he died, and I sat there and cried. All alone in my house I sat. Then I went out and bought me a cat, and that cat licked my balls. That pussy licked my balls. He choked on a hairball 'cause he took it all. Man, it really made me miss my dog, because my dog licked my balls. Come on, just the women. My dog licked my balls. Just the animal rights activists. My dog licked my balls. Just the taxidermists. I miss him so much 'cause my dog licked my balls. All right.
Julie, it was so good. That was really fine. I think you deserve a cookie for that. Come on, sit up, boy. Here you are. Ready for the second course now?
Oh, In the sky, heard him sigh this refrain. This is
our
for love,
our
to dream. Said the curly pickanese to his girly pickanese, let's be gay, please say woof woof. This is
our
for love,
our
to scheme. Said the little puppy he to the little puppy she, let us cling and sing woof woof. I can picture you and me forever chasing pussycats together.
This is our
for love,
our
to dream. We will raise a family, maybe 22 or 3. They'll be
our.
Little puppy.
hour to dream. We will raise a family, maybe 22 or 3.
Really, I don't deserve such a fanfare. Come on. It's just the bit slap. I'm just your host, KBC. And this week we bring you a tribute to man's best friend, or as Jersey would have you believe it, man's biggest pain in the ass. Jersey hates dogs. I'll tell you why. She got chased up a tree by the big dog that lives across the street. Big old mutt. His name is Eli. He's a lovable guy. We all love him. But he seems to think that cats are for playing. And, you know, he may be right, but he chased Jersey up a tree. It took us close to an hour to get her down, whereupon Eli just chased her right back up a different tree. So Jersey's learned her lesson. If she wants to go outside now, she looks very carefully at the house across the street. And if the house is still there, she won't go out. So this week, because it is the dog days of August, we bring you a special thing on puppies and doggies. And we started out, appropriately enough, with something called the Dog Song from Yo Zup. That's what it says, Yo Zup Productions. And you'll see that on the video. It's got a cool little video. Look up the videos. They're on the playlist and archives section. You'll like them. After Yo Zup was Sean Murray, I'm Your Dog. George Carlin at Carnegie Hall. Oops, sorry. Something about dogs, you know, as George would say it. Randy and Ned Go to School after that from John Gilmore. That was part of the Randy and Ned continuing saga. Randy Breese after that. There's dog hair in everything I do. Greg Beatty after that. Bad Dog. Gilbert O'Sullivan. Get Down, You Bad Dog. Cat Stevens, I Love My Dog. And Billy Currington after that. Like My Dog. Love Me Like My Dog. Bob Saget, sad little tune, My Dog Licked My Balls. I don't like to talk about it, all right? After that, Dooley and the Sugar Blues. That was subtitle, The Dog Record. Lovable Annette Funicello, JoJo, the dog-faced boy, and Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Hour, the puppy song. Okay, so come on, Fido. Come on up here. Listen. All right, we got more. I'll be back. Promise. Sit.
Who let the dogs out?
Nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha,
until the fellas start the name calling.
E-B-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Ha, I have a pool and shout ha, out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people had a ball, cause Billy Bond has stepped out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah, E-I-O.
To where the cars calling them canine. Hey,
E-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
E-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
uncle, she believe on them get out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am my dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white talk, short, dealing, gancy, color, any caliber, you. I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog. Nasty dogs. Oh.
You know my girl now. Girl. You know my girl just called me up, and she woke me from my sleep. I heard the things she said. You know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog?
A dog.
Why?
Why? 'Cause I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna buy me a dog. My girl, no love, no how. Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
She knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a dog to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You can teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
'Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now.
Now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog here over Fido's spot.
My girl, no love, no how. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, are you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has one.
35
what do I
bucks.
Come here? Yeah. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
'Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't love me no how. How?
Now.
Now,
brown cow.
I think I'm gonna buy me a dog, yes sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog. Boing, boing, boing. It would be springing from my...
Can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out? They're coming to take us away.
You're a puny little hound dog. You ain't very stout. You're a puny little hound dog. You ain't very stout. Well, you look like an Airedale with the air let out. Well, you said you was a high class, that you had a pedigree. Well, you said you was a high that you had a pedigree. You ain't nothing but a mongrel, and you got a million fleas. Well, they said you was a third dog, but you look like a goat. Well, they said you was a third dog, but you look like a goat. But you couldn't be a bird dog, you ain't never sung a note.
Baby, listen to my song. Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Now let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Yeah. Thank you.
Now he's the best little poodle I've ever seen. What I like about him, you sure keeps him clean. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Now let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Play so soft, so gentle and sweet. Like to play with him at least one day a week. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Now let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Shaggy hair, looks like the face of a teddy bear. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Now let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
In Del Mar, California, there's a beach where the dogs are free to run without a leash. I see them racing across the sand. They're swimming in the sea. They're playing with their balls. Oh, there ain't a better place to be to do the dog beach boogie. It's the dog beach boogie. It's a dance I'm sure your dog is sure to know. First he crouches on down, jumps back up, spins around and sniffs a butt. He does a dog beach boogie until his owner says it's time to go. The dogs, they have more fun than me or you, because the people stand around without a clue about how to make a friend by sniffing their rear end. Spin around and around and then sniffing it again. They're doing the dog beach boogie. It's the dog beach boogie. It's a dance I'm sure your dog is sure to know. First he crouches on down, jumps back up, spins around and sniffs a butt. He does dog beach boogie until his owner says it's time to go. Well, bring your dog on down, but please prepare with plenty of plastic bags to show you care, because it's such a drag to find what your dog has left behind by stepping in the wrong place at exactly the wrong time. You'll do the dog beach boogie. It's the dog beach boogie. It's a dance I'm sure your dog is sure to know. First you crouch on down, jump back up, spin around and sniff a butt. He does a dog beach boogie until his owner says it's time to go.
it's time to go.
Squeaky deaky, I love my squeaky toy. Squeaky deaky, it makes me jump for joy. Squeaky deaky, roll it on the ground. Squeaky deaky, I love that squeaky sound. Oh, always makes me laugh. Squeaky deaky, playing in the grass. Squeaky deaky, rolling on the ground. Squeaky deaky, I love that squeaky sound. Oh, 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 oh. The song, squeaky deaky, makes me jump for joy. Squeaky deaky, I love my squeaky toy.
That sucker up till I turn red. I really hate those little pesky rascals. They irritate me, buzzing around my head. They got no manners when they're out for blood, annoying as can be, filled with a double E. That's why I love sticking their stingers in the mud. I'll smush them between my toes just to watch them bleed. 'Cause I'm the meanest dog on my block. Those yellow jackets swarm, I knock them down with one swat. A four-legged machine, I got the meanest bark. 'Cause I'm the meanest dog on my block. I'm the worst enemy of every varmint ever made. They know to run when I go out in the yard to play. 'Cause I'll crush anything that moves, 'cause I ain't keeping score. Then lick my paws before I strut my stuff back through the door. 'Cause I'm the meanest dog on my block. Those yellow jackets swarm, I knock them down with one swat. A four-legged machine, I got the meanest bark. 'Cause I'm the meanest dog on my block. Yeah, I'm the meanest dog on my block. Those yellow jackets swarm, I knock them down with one swat.
shot. Cause I'm the meanest dog on my block. Yeah, I'm the meanest dog on my block.
A dog named Fido that I like very much. I used to spend all my dough for puppy cakes and such. Our family learned to love him, to our hearts he was endeared. But now they've gone in mourning, cause poor Fido's disappeared. But I won't look all over the way they did for Rover, cause I know just where little Fido's gone. Poor dog, he's in a place below where all the naughty doggies go. Down, 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 where there isn't any snow. Though his hair was short and his tail was long, I miss that little poodle somehow. But he won't get cold feet at that. There's too much mustard where he's at. Fido is a hot dog now. We never had a burglar, they wouldn't take a chance, cause they knew little Fido would hang on to their pants. I used to love the loner, 'twas the only meat I'd get, but now I cannot eat it, it reminds me of my pet. But I won't look all over the way they did for Rover, cause I know just where little Fido's gone. Poor Fido, he's in a place below where all the naughty doggies go. Down, 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 where there isn't any snow. Though his hair was short and his tail was long, I miss that little Frankie somehow. But he won't get cold feet at that. There's too much mustard where he's at. Fido is a hot dog now. Though his hair was short and his tail was long, I miss that little poodle somehow. He's buried too deep to dig out underneath his sauerkraut. Fido is a heiser hunt now.
A farmer's dog came into town. His Christian name was Runt. A noble pedigree had he. Piddling was his stunt. And as he trotted down the street, 'twas beautiful to see his work on every lamppost, his work on every tree. He watered every gateway, too, and never missed a post. For piddling was his specialty, and piddling was his boast. The city curs looked on, amazed with deep and jealous rage, to see a simple country dog, the piddler of the age. Then all the dogs from everywhere were summoned with a yell to sniff the country stranger o'er and judge him by his smell. Some thought that he a king might be, beneath his tail a rose, so every dog drew near to him and sniffed it up his nose. They smelled him over one by one, they smelled him two by two, and noble Runt in high disdain stood still till they were through. Then just to show the whole shebang he didn't give a damn, he trotted into a grocery store and piddled on a ham. He piddled in a mackerel keg and piddled on the floor. And when the grocer kicked him out, he piddled through the door. Behind him, all the city dogs lined up with instinct true to start a piddling carnival and pee the stranger through. They showed him every piddling post they had in all the town and started in with many a wink to pee the stranger down. They sent for champion piddlers who were always on the go, who sometimes did a piddling stunt or gave a piddling show. They sprung these on him suddenly when midway in the town, but Runt only smiled and polished off the noblest white or brown, for Runt was with them every trick with vigor and with vim. 1,000 fiddles, more or less, they were all the same to him. So he was whetting merrily, with hind leg lifted high, when most were hoisting legs in bluff and piddling mighty dry. On and on, Runt sought new grounds by piles and scraps and rust, till every city dog went dry and piddled only dust. And on went noble Runt, as wet as any rill. And all the champion city pups were peed to a standstill. Then Runt did freehand piddling with fancy flits and flings, like double dips and gimlet twists and all those graceful things. And all the time this country dog did never wink or grin, but piddled blithely out of town as he had piddled in. The city dogs a convention held to ask what did defeat us, but no one ever tipped them off that Runt had diabetes.
At the foot of Main Street, back of City Hall, there stands another building that's not quite as tall. It stood for generations there on hallowed ground. Our town is justly proud of the old dog pound. And when we were children, we would often hurry down to help the old dog catcher make some little kittens drown. I always got such pleasure just to hang around and hear those cries of terror from the old dog pound. Be sure to kick your puppy, though it's not his fault at all. If someone's umbrella leaves some dewdrops in the hall, and if your doggy limps away and he can't be found, no more will you be kissing that puppy that you're missing, for the gas jets will be hissing at the old dog a pound.
Hi-yi-yippee-ay-yo, I'm in clover. Feel kinda good and glad all over. No more worries, no more care. I'm gonna be a millionaire. Riding down through Sycamore Canyon with my dog as my companion. He run a gopher down a hole. Good old Rover, bless his soul. Now Rover, he's a real prospector. Used his nose as an ore detector. He found silver down that hole. Good old Rover, bless his soul. Yippee-yay-yo, we're in clover. Me, my horse, and good old Rover. Sold my claim and I got paid. There's gonna be some changes made. Riding down from the hills up yonder, where I worked and raid me dander. No more eating fat beans. I got money in my teens. For my horse, field of clover, there'll be plenty of meat for Rover. We'll live happy as can be. I'm for Rover, he's for me. Yes, we'll live happy as can be. Rover, boy, my horse and me.
Who's a bad dog jumping on the furniture? We've talked about that, Fido. Don't do that. Off the bed. Come on. All right. Go sit down. All right. While Fido is hanging his head in shame, let's go over the playlist here. We have work to do here. We started that set with the Baja Men. Of course, you remember the song. You may not. Maybe you didn't remember who did that. Glad to bring it back to you like a big slap from a wet finger right in the face. All right. After that, George Clinton, Atomic Dog, The Monkees, Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz, Mike Nesmith, and the late Davy Jones. I'm Gonna Buy Me a Dog. And that came from, I believe it was the first album. Hound Dog was Homer and Jethro in their peculiar style. Hank Penny, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. Kirk Olson, The Dog Beach Boogie. It's for all you dogs that go to the beach. Do remember to clean up after yourselves, okay? Squeaky Deaky was Skip Haines. And yes, that was very disturbing. I quite agree. But it's all part of keeping you on your toes. There's a little cartoon that goes with that, too. You'll want to look that up. Preston Camp Jr. after that. The Meanest Dog on My Block. Billy Murray. Fido is a hot dog now. That's about Fido getting his just desserts for not cleaning up after himself. Ben Light and his Surf Club Boys. Piddling Runt. The Dog Song. Another dog song from Bob Peck. And Grizz Green. That just sounds like a disgusting name. What's the matter with you? Oh, I don't know. I got the Grizz Green again. Oh, that was my dog, Rover. And that takes care of that. Now we have another mystery tune coming up in a second. And that will feature a dog that's been in the news lately to varying degrees. And I will be back next week. I will not be in the news, I hope. Oh, God, please. And we'll have some more stuff next week. I don't know what... I don't care. You don't either. You're going to be here, right? Okay. Part of keeping you on your toes and surprised. So do have a good week. Stay off the furniture. And stay in the air conditioning. All right? And if you do go out, check the house across the street. See you later.
Twas a Boston summer morning back in 1983. I woke up bright and early. They let me out to pee. I came back in invigorated. I was feeling great.
I'm the king of the world.
Till I saw there beside the door a monkey fucking crate.
Till I saw there beside me the door, a monkey fucking crate.
The fuck?
Yoo-hoo! Though I was scared what happened next, I never would have guessed. My eyes could not believe it. Me heart sank to my chest. I tell you he's not human, and here I have my proof. But shove me in the bloody box and strap me to the roof.
But shove them in the bloody box and strap them to the roof. Oh, Mitt, 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 they say that you are smart. But Mitt, 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 do you even have a heart? You treated this poor puppy as if he were a potent. How would you treat the common folk if you were president?
What was me master thinking? Ain't a dog a man's best friend? My life had flashed before me eyes, I thought it was the end. We crossed on into Canada, Niagara Falls we passed. But it was small compared to what was coming out me ass.
Yes, it was small compared to what was coming out his ass.
I wished I'd had its magic underpants singing Tora Laura Lou. Cause I shot myself until the car was covered in me poo. The kids yelled to me, Dad, you gotta stop there right away. When they looked out of the window and saw me fearful spray.
When they looked out of the window and they saw me fearful spray.
Mitt, 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 don't you have a fucking clue. Mitt, 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 is this Romney kind to you? You'd think a privileged man like you would be a gent. How would you treat the common folk if you were president? Down and I was free for a moment. I saw empathy. He holds up the roof, they grabbed a bite, they finally cleaned up my shite. But then they went and put me right back on the roof.
Mitt, 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 you're always flipped up in your views. Mitt, 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 shouldn't a bitch have a right to choose? If Jesus came back to Utah, do you think he would lament? How would you treat the common folk if you were president?
last verse. They say Barack ate dog meat when he was just a lad, living in Indonesia where the poverty is sad. But eating for necessity when there's no other choice is different than strapping your pet on top of your Rolls Royce.
It's different than strapping your pet on top of your Rolls Royce.
So go down to the local and have yourself a jar. That Mitch is not your master, you should thank your lucky stars. Just one last word of warning while you are still untied. If you vote for Mitt, get ready for a frightening fucking ride.
If you vote for Mitt, get ready for a frightening fucking ride.
Mitt, you don't know what it's like. Mitt, when you can buy your kids a bike.
You've got tons of money, for most of us it's all been spent. How would you treat the common folk if you were president?
Although me name is Seamus, Mitt's the one should be ashamed.
And if you cast your vote for him, you'll be the one to blame.